Head coach Tom Ceratori joining us now outside the Beaver bench. Tom, this game certainly flipped on its ear in the third period, didn't it?
Oh, we self-destructed. It was ugly, and we deserved everything we got. We sleepwalked for two periods, and we were only a goal down, and you know, and then obviously we self-destructed in the third.
By the start of the game, it seemed, your team played pretty well defensively as well. Nobody could get a shot through in that first 20 minutes practically.
I don't know what the shots were because the shot chart wasn't working, and I don't know at best. But, you know, the bottom line was we just didn't we looked like the road team. I thought we looked like the road team.
You had plenty of power play opportunities there in that second period, but without Aaron Miller, without Owen Sillinger, it certainly changes the makeup of your power play, doesn't it?
Yeah, but again, there was nobody sitting in front of the net. There was no net front presence. We deserved everything we got there as well.
It got physical, obviously, in the second period, and even at the break when Elias, who we were talking with, I had asked, "What do you say on the bench?" Because obviously, they've got a lot of penalties. The next one could be easily called on you. Did you kind of address that at all?
No, or? I didn't. The guys have played long enough where they know they count the penalties. The guys know, but. It wasn't the situation right there, best to say something like that. We just need to score a goal, and we need somebody to step up. And that's all I was waiting for.
It's still early, but do you know how Owen's doing?
Not good.
How difficult has it been figuring out who's going out next? Because you've had to juggle lines now for three, four games in a row.
It is what it is. It sucks, you know, but it's just part of being a coach.
Well, and in this game in particular, with all the penalties and all the special teams out there, it had to been trouble, and plus the injury, obviously, trying to juggle who's going out there. You probably had a lot of people tired from that special teams unit.
Yeah, again, we had the seven-minute penalty kill. They had the seven-minute power play, but then, you know, they get the too many men, so that obviously gives us a little life, and then we don't take advantage of that. You know, they score, and they go two up. They go up 2-0.
Two shorties on the same power play for you guys that you gave up. It was just one of those nights, but hope for better things tomorrow, Tom. We'll see
you
again.
All right, thanks, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunny Communications postgame show tonight.